This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has issued strict instructions that no political party, member of parliament or groups of MPs will hold any dharna or demonstration at any building gates of the parliament house. The instruction has come in the wake of the incident in the parliament precincts yesterday as Congress and BJP MPs shoved each other at the gate during protests, which led to injury and hospitalization of two MPs. The Delhi police has filed an FIR against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on the BJP's complaint. Delhi police in a statement said it has only removed section 109 of Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita and all other sections are the same as given in the complaint. BJP MPs Anurag Singh Thakur along with fellow MPs Bansuri Swaraj and Hemang Joshi had lodged a complaint against Lok Sabha leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi for injuring BJP MPs by pushing them. In Rajasthan, four people were killed and 35 injured in a major fire incident on the Jaipur-Ajmer National Highway in Bankrota area of Jaipur this morning after a truck loaded with a chemical collided with some other vehicles. Jaipur collector Jitendra Soni said that many trucks and other vehicles were gutted in the fire. The injured have been admitted to SMS hospital. The condition of many of them is critical. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma reached SMS hospital and took stock of the people injured in the accident. On the foundation day of Sahastra Seema Bal, SSB, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today paid tribute to all the immortal martyrs of the force. The minister also extended best wishes to all the personnel and their families. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said SSB India has made national security and public service paramount through its sacrifice and valour. He added that the efforts of the brave SSB soldiers dedicated to the border security and surveillance to prevent crimes and illegal infiltration in the border areas have been commendable. The Home Minister asserted that the brave soldiers of the force are continuously contributing to nation building by simultaneously accelerating development, work in the border areas and the country's security. News just in, the Lok Sabha has been adjourned sine die. Delhi government has announced a complete ban on all types of firecrackers in the national capital throughout the year, starting from January 1, 2025. According to a government order issued in this regard, the sale, storage and use of firecrackers will be completely banned. During a hearing in Supreme Court yesterday, Delhi government informed the apex court about the complete ban on firecrackers amid the increasing air pollution in the city. The 8th edition of the Pariksha Pe Charcha will be held next month. Registration for this Prime Minister Narendra Modi's unique interactive program has already started and will remain open until 14th of January on the MyGov portal. This program has been conceptualized to reduce examination stress and encourage students, teachers and parents to celebrate life as an utsav. Russian President Vladimir Putin has stated that he is ready to compromise over Ukraine in possible talks with US President-elect Donald Trump to end the war. Talking to media persons, President Putin stated that he has no conditions for talks with Ukrainian authorities and is ready to negotiate with anyone, including President Volodymyr Zelensky. Tabla maestro Zakir Hussain was laid to rest in San Francisco yesterday. Hussain, one of the world's most accomplished percussionists, passed away at a San Francisco hospital on Monday due to complications arising from idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, a lung disease. New Delhi is set to host the 2025 World Para-Athletics Championships at the city's Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium next year. It will be the first time the event will be held in India. The event will take place from September 26th to October 5th. In addition, the Indian capital will also host a World Para-Athletics Grand Prix for the first time next year. It is scheduled to take place from March 11 to 13th, also at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium. In women's T20 international cricket, India defeated the West Indies by 60 runs in the third and final match to clinch the series 2-1 at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.